Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Friday to you. And we're looking forward to a great day today. And our folks are off early this morning. They left on the missions trip to Texas, El Paso, and then on into Juarez, Mexico. But they'll be basing out of El Paso at the Bearing Precious Seed Ministry there in El Paso. And we're praying for safety for them as they go and for a very fruitful week of ministry there in Mexico. And I hope you're looking forward to a great day today. And of course, we're looking forward to the Lord's Day on Sunday and our normal service time of 9:30 for Bible classes and Sunday school, 10:30 for the morning service, and 5:30 Sunday night for the evening service. And I want to remind you also, we have the Spanish church as well that meets at 9:30 and 10:30 and 5:30 as well on Sunday. If you have any Spanish speaking folks who enjoy that service, we invite you out to come to the Spanish service. Now, if your Bible's close by, we started talking yesterday from Luke 24 about the resurrection. And we talked about yesterday, there's some empty promises with the resurrection. And what it meant is, each promise that God gives us is marked by something empty. And I'd urge you to go back and listen to the broadcast if you can, whether you have it on the podcast at iTunes or iHeartRadio, or whether you can go back to the website and pick it up at bbcgrovecity.org. Listen to that yesterday, the first part, because we said the first promise was marked by an empty cross. That means we have forgiveness of sin. That means Christ has paid the price for our sin. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, but he washed it white as snow. And then we said the second empty promise, I guess. The promise isn't empty, but the promise, second thing was empty, that gives us a promise, was the empty tomb. The empty tomb. Remember, the ladies got there and soldiers are unconscious. The stones moved and angels there saying, Jesus isn't here. He's alive. He's risen. And the tomb was empty. And they ran back to tell the others. Now here's a promise, and I want to tell you about somebody named Philip. Philip felt like he never belonged. Oh, he was pleasant enough, but he looked a bit different and sometimes seemed unusual to his other 8-year-olds in his class. His Sunday school class, several weeks before the resurrection, Philip's teacher introduced a special project. He gave every member a plastic egg, and he explained that each child was to go outside, find a symbol for new life, and put it in the egg. And enthusiastically, the class responded. Back in the classroom, the eggs were opened one at a time, with each child explaining the meaning of his symbol. In the first egg was a pretty flower. In the next was a beautiful butterfly. Green grass was in another one, and the children oohed and aahed. In another was a rock, which prompted some laughter. Finally, the last egg was opened, and there was nothing. Nothing. Well, that's stupid, said one child. Another grumbled, somebody didn't do it right. The teacher felt a tug on his shirt, and it was Philip. He said, that's mine, and I did do it right. It's empty, because the tomb was empty. Well, there was an unusual and thoughtful silence. Strangely, from that time on, Philip was accepted as part of the group. Now, he continued to struggle with many physical problems, and that summer he picked up an infection which most children might have easily shaken off, but Philip's weak body couldn't. And a few weeks later, he died. At his funeral, 9 8-year-olds with their teacher brought their symbol of remembrance and placed it near his coffin. The unusual love gift to Philip wasn't flowers. It was an empty egg. Now a symbol to them of new life and hope. It was Philip, the different child, who had helped his friends see the wonderful hope in the message of the resurrection. For in fact, the empty tomb is the truth of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And it's the promise to every one of us who believe in Jesus that we too will be raised to eternal life. You see, when we know Christ is our Savior, death loses its sting. It's no longer something to be feared. What fear is there that we have the promise that one day we'll live forever with Him in heaven, that one day we'll be absent from the body and present with the Lord? The father and his son were traveling down a country road on the afternoon in springtime when suddenly a bee flew in the window. Being deathly allergic to bee stings, the boy began to panic as the bee buzzed around inside the car. Seeing the horror on his child's face, the father reached out and caught the bee in his hand. Soon he opened his hand and the bee began to buzz around again. And then the boy began to panic. But the father reached over to his son, opened his hand, and showed him the stinger in his palm. "Relax, son," the father said. "I took the sting. The bee can't hurt you anymore." And that empty tomb is God's way of saying to us, relax. Relax, my child. I took the sting. Death can't hurt you anymore. Why was the tomb empty? Because Jesus is alive. The angel said he's not here. He's risen. And the promise to us is that even when we die, we're going to rise again. There is a resurrection. That's the second promise of the resurrection. An empty cross, an empty tomb, and then thirdly, the empty burial clothes. I mean, the angel told the women, and immediately they went back to the apostles and reported what happened. And of course, Peter and John immediately raced to the tomb. When they got there, John stopped outside, but Peter ran right in. And then it was just as the women said, it was empty. But that's not all they found. Peter found the grave clothes that Jesus had been buried in. They too were empty. Well, what can that mean? It means Jesus is alive. If someone stole his body, they wouldn't remove the burial clothes and fold them neatly and let them lay there in the tomb. Jesus was resurrected. He was alive. And it wasn't long before he would appear before Mary Magdalene and then to all the apostles. And eventually, the Bible says, to over 500 people. He would sit down with them. He would walk with them. He would talk with them. He would eat with them. Once again, they're able to fellowship with the Lord. The promise of the empty burial clothes is Jesus is alive and he desires to fellowship with you and me. Jesus isn't some force out in the universe influencing people. He's a living Savior and he desires to have a personal relationship with each of us, just as he did with his disciples 2,000 years ago. The cross couldn't hold him, the tomb can't contain him, and the burial clothes were unnecessary because Jesus is alive. He has skin and bones and a face that was recognizable. He talked, he touched, he loved, he healed. He did it the day of his resurrection, and he still does it today. And most importantly, he wants to do it with you and me. Now, I ask you a question today, radio listener. Do you know Jesus Christ? I don't mean do you know about him. Do you truly know him? You know, you can know about someone, but not truly know them. You may know about the President of the United States, but you don't know him. You may know about a famous sports player, LeBron James, or someone like that, but not really know them. There's people we know about, but do we really know them? Well, I got news for you, my friend. You can know Jesus Christ. You can know him personally. It's been nearly 2,000 years since Christ was crucified, buried, and resurrected. And that first resurrection Sunday, as those women went to the tomb, they had no idea what was about to happen. They were not yet aware of the wonderful promises of that day. Off in the distance stood an empty cross, the promise that their sins were forgiven. At the end of their journey, an empty tomb, the promise of eternal life. Inside the tomb were empty burial clothes, the promise they'd once again would have a close personal relationship with Jesus Christ, their living Savior. The same promises they discovered, you and I can have today. You and I can know the freedom of forgiveness of sin. You and I can know the promise of eternal life in heaven. And you and I can know Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. It was John Maxwell who told the story about a blazer that he bought from Nordstrom's. About a year and a half ago, he said, "I bought a navy blazer at Nordstrom." It's one of those cases you may have gone through when you buy an item of clothing and the more you wear it, the more you realize you don't like it. My blazer wasn't the right color. To make matters worse, it attracted lint like it's going out of style. After wearing it pretty regularly for 6 months or so, I stuck it in my closet and didn't wear it for a long time. Tucked away in the back of my mind all the while was that famous Nordstrom unconditional return policy. I thought, I've had this thing for a year and a half. I've worn it lots of times and there's just no way they're going to take it back. But he said, about 2 weeks ago, I decided I had nothing to lose. I pulled that blazer out, threw a lot of lint on it, make it look bad, and took it down to Nordstrom's men's department. I walked in and immediately felt nervous. I felt like I was about to pull a scam of some sort, but I played it straight. I walked right up to the first salesman I saw and gave this little prepared speech. I said, I'm about to put your famous unconditional return policy to its ultimate test. I have here a blazer. I've worn it lots. I've had it for a year and a half. I don't like it. It's the wrong color. It attracts lint like it's going out of style. But I want to return this blazer for another blazer that I like. Then I just stood there. I couldn't believe it. This guy with a big handlebar mustache just looked at me, shook his head, and said, for heaven's sake, what took you so long? Let's go find you a blazer. 10 minutes later, I walked out with another blazer that was marked $75 more than I paid for the one I bought. It was perfect for me, and it didn't cost me a penny. In a small way, Nordstrom Department Store is a lot like God. They're willing to back up their promises. Do you realize God has made all sorts of promises? And sometimes they seem so big and so outlandish that we can't bring ourselves to believe them. But we ought to. God's promises are all good. They're all yes. We've heard three promises. You've listened to three promises these last 2 days that God has made to us. The promise of forgiveness of sins, the promise of eternal life, and the promise of a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Will you take him at his word? Let me give you one more final promise. It's found in Romans 10 and verse 13. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Listen, if you've never accepted that promise, that if you call on the Lord Jesus, ask him to forgive your sin, ask him to be your Savior, then he'll give you the gift of eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And when you receive that gift, God may be saying, what in the world took you so long? Don't wait another day. Do it today. Just bow your head and pray something like this. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of my sin. And I now trust you, Jesus, and you alone as my Savior. Please give me the gift of eternal life. And one day, take me to heaven. Thank you, Jesus, for dying for me. Please help me to live for you. Amen. Oh, if you prayed today and asked Jesus to be your Savior, I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to get you some material that'll help you get started in your Christian life. I want to invite you out to Bible Baptist Church. If you're in the Columbus area, we're at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, right on the southwest side of Columbus, right off 270, easy to get to from just about anywhere in the city of Columbus. And we invite you out. And listen, let's take these promises. Thank God for the empty promises of the resurrection. The promise of forgiveness of sins, the promise of eternal life, and the promise of a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Oh, what a Savior. What a God. What a wonderful life living for Jesus. I hope you know him, and I hope you take the promises today. Well, let's have a good Friday, will we? We look forward to Sunday, and we hope to see some of you in our services on Sunday. Come on out and join us. We'd love to have you here. Always enjoy when radio listeners come to visit the services. And then, Lord willing, we'll come back and be with you again on Monday on the radio. And Lord willing, on Monday, I want to talk a little bit about a healthy Christian. A healthy Christian. And what is that all about? We'll talk about it Monday, all right? And until then, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile. sunny smile.